can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. With Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for April 17, 2024, episode 84. Hey! Hello, my queen. Oh, I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button.
You muted me again.
If only there were a button for that in real life. Just kidding.
Hello, my love.
Hello. Cheers me, baby. Cheers me. Here we go. Real glasses. She's drinking the vino, everybody.
I'm just doing a taste.
Now, just for this taste, I want you to savor this because this is quite interesting, this wine.
Okay.
Have a... Smell it.
I smell cherry.
I love... Let me see. Yes! Note of cherry. What else? Before you even drink it. Oh, you're good at it. Notes of cherry.
Filling my nostrils.
Yes, it has nostril-filling aroma. It says it right here on the list. Fills your head holes. Show title.
Your head holes? I don't know. Let me taste it.
Okay, taste it. I'm going to taste it too.
Ooh.
Smooth, isn't it?
Ooh.
I had some for dinner, obviously.
A little tart.
Okay. Okay. Slight peppery spiciness. Mm-hmm. Medium acidity. Do you taste the strawberry? Or just the cherry?
The cherry is predominant.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So the profile is brilliant ruby red. Ooh. This is, what's the name of this wine again?
I've never heard of this wine.
Eclivi. It's from Venezia Giulia and from Italy. It's right by the Slovenian border on the outskirts of Udine. This is from the Vaudeville Wine Club. Mm-hmm. This is Dylan, of course, who puts this together. The area is believed to be where the Sciopettino varietal originated.
So it's a Sciopettino. What's the name of the wine?
Well, the wine is Eclivi.
No,
Eclivi.
I know, but the Sciopettino.
So it's S-C-H, Sciopettino.
I've never heard of this wine before, have you?
Me neither, never. Records of this grape varietal date back to 1282 being used in wedding ceremonies.
Oh, 1282?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'd like to see those records. Show me those records.
It's very good. I'm just doing a little taste.
It's dynamite, isn't it? Yeah, I like it.
I'm not fully back on the booze.
So when we went to the wine club tasting, I bought another bottle, which was a different...
The Cab Franc you bought. Cabernet Franc.
Yeah, we'll drink that on the next episode.
Okay.
So we might as well tell everybody, everything's messed up, everything's confusing, everything's off.
Well, before we get into that,
okay.
Two things. I want to wish a very happy birthday to my daughter, Ellen.
She
turned 29 on Saturday the 13th.
And congratulations. Mama, as
Thank
we
you.
Say in the Netherlands, we congratulate the whole family.
The daughter that is trying to send me to an early grave because she drives 10 hours to the Smoky Mountains by herself to hike by herself for 3 days.
And then sends a text like, don't worry, Mom, I got my bear spray.
I know. Then she texted me yesterday morning, I'm alive. I'm like, oh, goodness gracious.
Good.
So happy birthday to my darling daughter, Ellen. And then also today is my nephew, Nicholas's birthday.
Oh, that's right.
And I believe Nick is 33 today. The
magic number.
I believe he's 33. Yes. Was he a year before? I think he is 33. Yeah. Wait. I don't remember how old he is.
All right, Auntie. Well done.
Maybe I don't know. Anyway, happy birthday, Nick. Yeah. So not that either of them listen to the show, but hey, happy birthday.
You know, isn't that the thing?
Yeah.
Like,
none of our kids listen to the show.
No, of course not. No. Hmm. I'm happy that you kind of listen to my show.
I listen to your show.
You're one of them.
Yeah. I can't listen to podcasting 2.0. I don't even understand it. It's too technical.
Have you ever listened to it?
Yes, I have. I've listened to excerpts.
Mm-hmm. We have such fun talk about beef.
I hear it.
Beef milkshakes.
I can hear you can like hear me having a good time in here. Anyway, so you were saying.
Everything's wrong. Everything's off. Everything's confusing. We'll start by the fact that we are recording this one night earlier. So it actually, by the time you hear this, it actually has cobwebs on it.
Well, I'll
because
be.
Because I released it one day late.
Yes.
One day after.
And I was texting with Karen, and Karen's like, send a picture of Phoebe. I want to show, she wanted to show the twins. So I sent the picture of Phoebe that I put in the newsletter, and I realized, oh My goodness, I forgot to send out the newsletter.
You wrote it on time.
I wrote it.
And
it was ready to go. Yeah. I got Dame Christina Pearl. She proofs
she
it
does
for
the
me.
Proofing. Yeah.
And I forgot to send it. So I That's sent okay. it like, I don't know, 2 hours ago. So
and now you know how important it is for a newsletter.
We have four because donations. This will be a quick show.
Well, the donation segment will definitely be shorter. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Now, that, of course, is not everything because the house is in disarray.
Well, let's go back
to why. Complete disarray.
Well, let's go back to why.
The house is
a mess. But let's
go
back to why we're recording on Tuesday, because tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., I'm getting on the road to drive to Austin because I'm flying out to go see my daughter
from
in New
Austin,
York. From
not
Austin,
not direct, right.
Yes, this is a big deal.
This is a big deal with me because I said, why? Why? Because it was fine at the time.
And then I just didn't want to change it. You're like, I found you. Oh, direct flight. Just change it. I'm like, who cares?
Because what happens is you go, oh, I'm flying out from Austin. Oh, well, I can't believe I booked that.
And so from Austin.
And there's, I have to get up early. I said, well, let me just change. Let me just find you a new flight. You're like, it's fine. It's fine.
Is that how I sounded? It's fine.
Fine.
And then you go, it's the F.
F word.
Anyway, so I'm off tomorrow morning. Okay. I go see my daughter Elise. I'll be.
Well, not
actually,
just you're gonna stay. You're
yeah,
gonna stay
I'm actually
with her,
staying
yeah.
her in her
yeah.
apartment.
Yeah,
yes,
that's cool.
Yes,
that's...
and so she sends me this text, which I thought was hilarious.
It's all right, she doesn't listen anyway, so
said,
go for it.
I said to her, "I go look. Why don't we save some money?
Did you actually say look?
I said look.
Hear me now.
Look, daughter. I said, why don't I just stay with you and the money I would spend in a hotel room, I'll spend it on you. We'll get you stocked up. We'll get you what you need.
And how long did it take her to agree to that?
She's like, sounds good. So today I get this text from her and she goes, I know the inclination is to snoop when you're alone in my room because I'm staying in a room, which is fine. But you just can't get mad when you find something you did not want to find. I go, what? And then she follows it up with, I'm washing my sheets for you now. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Oh, geez.
I said, I would never do that. I would never do that. I'm not one to open up somebody's medicine cabinet and be like, oh, what's in here? I would never, ever do that.
Have you ever done it?
Gosh, I don't think so.
I
look at people's homes, like what's in their homes, but I would never open a drawer or cabinet and be
that's
like,
so
weird to
me. Hey, cork soakers, how many of you actually do stuff like that? I'd like to know.
You can be anonymous, but we want to know if you snoop in other people's medicine cabinets.
Boost anonymously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or do you look at the, another thing you can do if it's on display is all their books because you can get an inkling of.
I love looking at what people have in their bookshelf.
Yeah.
That tells me so much about a person. No, I love
but
that.
You know what? I don't want to know. She's a grown woman.
No, of course
I don't want to know.
Of course not.
Yeah. So I got into that topic with Ellen today. I was talking to her on the phone.
Are there moms that do that?
She goes, did you read my diary? She goes, I know you read my diary. I go, yeah, I think I probably did.
Really?
I said, but you know what? We were trying to protect you. I said, because we found that somebody was grooming Elise online, and that's how I found
Ellen
out.
Ellen or Elise?
Elise.
Oh, really?
And so I said, and I remember... Yes. So it was under the guise of protection. Mm-hmm. You know, they were like in sixth, seventh grade.
That's great. So, is that when they had internet, AOL Instant Messenger?
AIM. Yeah.
AIM. Yeah. AOL Instant Messenger. Christina has told me stories later in life. Said, oh, Dad, you have no idea what was going on back then. I said, really? She said, oh, yeah. People were hitting us up left and right.
I said, when they got older, I said, I didn't go through your stuff. I just didn't. I don't know. That's a violation of privacy. But when they were younger in middle school and very impressionable. Yeah, for sure.
Right.
So,
right.
And I told Lisa, I go, you don't have to worry about that. I would not betray your confidence like that at all.
Well, you'll tell me after the show, right?
I really don't want to know. I really don't want to know. No, so anyway, I arrive tomorrow and then we're going to just go to dinner tomorrow. And then on Thursday, we're going to go shopping and then we're going to see Sweeney Todd. On Broadway.
What is that play about?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I think it's about the barber.
Why did you choose it?
Elise did.
She chose
it.
Oh, yeah. All right.
And then on Friday, we're going to the restaurant where she works. And I think three of her friends are joining us. So that'll be fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I love that she's, you know, not embarrassed by her mom and wants to go.
If I recall, she said, wear something cute.
Oh, she did. Like, wear something cute. I'm like, I always wear something cute. Yeah. No.
So I'm planning my trip to see my daughter in June.
Have you nailed some dates down?
15th. I was thinking of leaving on the Friday, the 14th.
Did you?
I have not booked yet. I need to clear it with you. And arriving on that Saturday, and then I have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then I have shows and stuff, and then I come back on Saturday or Friday.
Oh, so Friday the 14th?
I try and go Friday to Friday.
Oh.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm around. I mean, it's Father's Day, so that'd be kind of sweet for you to spend. Oh. The 16th is Father's Day, so that would be sweet for you.
Oh, I didn't even realize that. Yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
She's very excited. She's telling her work. She's like, I'm going to take a day off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what else are you going to do while you're out there?
No, I'm going to get drunk and disorderly and hang around.
You're not
going to
be in the tabloids, are you?
No, I'm going to do a meetup.
Oh, and you got to see your sister Tiffany.
If I don't see Tiffany, then life will not be worth living.
And you probably want to see me. You might as well see your friends like Jeroen and...
Oh, if I have time, yeah.
Yeah. But a meetup, good idea.
Meetup, I'll probably do that on Saturday the 15th when I arrive.
Oh, okay.
I'll do the meetup, get out of the way right away. And it'll be a big one because they want to do it at the airport.
Oh.
Someone has an office at the airport.
Even better.
Yeah, yeah.
An office sounds nice.
Well, they have office and studio. It's for a podcast. They have a podcast set up there. Okay. That's a pretty famous Dutch podcast.
Oh, maybe you could Café do No Agenda from there on the Father's Day.
No, I'll do that from my hotel room. Okay. Thanks. I'm fine. I don't need people like, let me take a look at you. I'll watch him do the show. That's the last thing you want to see is me with all my quirks when I'm doing the show.
Oh, okay.
You've walked in and you're like,
your eyes are closed. You're twitching. Like you just got electrocuted.
I have the perfect face for radio. Yes.
Okay, so go into the chaos. It is absolute chaos in here, and I'm leaving just in time.
Yeah, so here, let me just rewind the clock a little bit. Tina says, you know, you actually said this for a while. You said, you know, I really want to paint inside. Now, I walk around the house without my glasses.
You can't see a thing.
So I really, I mean, I see you perfectly. You look beautiful.
Oh, thanks. No makeup on or anything.
I don't see any of that.
Oh, you're funny.
No, but it's everything's just, I don't have horrible eyesight, but I, you know, it's really
not sharp.
I'm nearsighted. So I see stuff quite well close up. And you know, so I don't see, cause we have white walls. I just don't.
They're not white. They're light gray.
See, I don't even see the color. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I don't see the blemishes unless I get up close. I'm like, oh wow, that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
And then as we've been looking around, you're like, yeah, I'd really like to do something. And of course you come up with like, shall I paint that wall a different color? I'm like, no.
You've been saying no to me a lot lately. I kind of like it. Usually you always say yes to me.
Only about stuff that I think it's
no. Yeah, I tried on this dress. I go, you like this dress? You go, no.
No.
Hey. I know. You've grown up with women. I know. You know what looks good on women.
And was I right about that dress?
Yes, you were right.
Like,
yes.
No.
Yeah.
No. I didn't say no. I went, no.
No, no, you go, I go, do you like this? Before I even said dress, you go, no. It's true. No. Anyway, okay.
But if it's great, I say yes right away too. I say, oh yes. Oh, perfect.
Anyway,
perfect.
Go ahead. Perfect. So then, so.
And so, you know, there are a lot of scratches and there's also, the whole house is settled. When we moved in, it was 2 years old, I guess.
Two and a half.
Mm-hmm. So the whole house almost is settled a little bit. And so, you know, that stuff cracks and stuff happens. And then we notice that we have some water damage on the ceiling, yes, which is right underneath our, so we have a guest suite upstairs.
Yes.
So we have only one floor and it's one floor up.
Yes.
And it's just a little guest suite, like, almost like a machine gun room, which
machine
is actually
gun room.
Yeah.
It's
like
a
turret. Yeah. We could have machine guns up there in case the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Right out the bathroom window.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if guests are up there taking a shower, something must, cause I was like, this is underneath the shower. I know it.
Well, Mike crawled in and found it.
So Mike, who is the former, cop from Kerrville with anger management issues.
We love Mike.
And so Mike has been doing contracting work. And when he shows up, he's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
He has time management
issues.
He's just
so busy and he overextends himself.
Well, these guys are hustling.
Yeah,
you know?
They are.
They got to hustle and, you know, it's all freelance work. And he brings in Aaron, who actually turns out had painted some of the house when it was built.
Yes.
And
knew things about the house that we didn't know.
Oh,
that wasn't
that weren't disclosed. Exactly.
Us. Yes.
And so Aaron's like, and I met him before he came to, I met him because, you know, what happens is all of a sudden it's like, oh, it's on. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, like, well, they're coming, they're going to do it. And then
we've been talking about this for months.
I know. And then all of a sudden you just pull the trigger and okay. And then you're like, oh, and by the way, I'm going away for 4 days. Enjoy. Hey, and by hey, they're coming here today at 9 a.m. 9 a.m. Okay, I'm going to walk with Andrea. I'm like, okay, I got nothing to do. I'm doing my Bible study. You're running through the whole day. Okay. Oh,
and the pest control people are coming too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye. 9:45 pest control people. And I mean, and seriously, you have just no appreciation for my morning. Because I'm literally...
Do I not make you coffee?
Oh, okay. So this morning, I walk out. Now, you were up earlier than I was, which is fine.
Yes.
And you were up at like 6:15, maybe?
I was up at like 5:15. I was up early.
Right. And so, and I woke up around 7:25. And so I go out and then...
usual time.
Sorry.
No. I wish I could sleep till 7:25. I'm not.
And I'm like, first we say, good morning, Holy Spirit. Yes. Good morning. I love you, darling.
Yes.
And then it's like, hey, blah, 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 I'm doing this, doing that, doing that.
That is not true.
What was the first thing you said? You had like, listen, whenever you said, listen. Yeah, you had things.
I had a post-it note.
No. Okay. All right.
We talked about the post-it note.
Okay.
Yeah.
You had stuff to say right away. And then I'm just like, okay, I'm getting my Bible study here. And then see, when you're doing your Bible study, I let you do your Bible study. When I'm doing my Bible study and you're done with your Bible study,
I got it.
You're like, hey, listen to this text. Oh, this is great.
I got it. I'll zip it now.
No, it's
okay. I won't say a word.
No, it's no, please.
I'll be like, oh, Adam's up.
I would
don't look at him. Don't look at him. Phoebe, do not look at him.
I would miss it. I would miss it, dear. And I will miss it when you're gone. It's hilarious that so Mike comes in.
We have to understand. I am up for 2 hours already. I'm waiting to talk to somebody.
Oh, I know. I understand.
So you get up. I'm like, oh.
I know.
The man I love.
I know.
That, is up.
I know.
Let me talk to him. And you're like, I don't want to talk to you.
That's not true because I put everything down. I look at you. And like,
you do. You stop because you're always listening to something in your ear too. Yeah, always.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And so I put it down and I stop and I listen to you. You are the most important thing in my life.
Okay. As it should be.
Yes, exactly. So anyway. As I'm not that important, Andrea's more important. Let's go walking with. So anyway, they come in, and so the only issue is really Phoebe because you know they're bringing in scaffolding.
Oh, it's chaos here.
It's chaotic.
Yeah, they're moving furniture. Stuff.
But our dog, what a good girl!
Yes,
we put on her place.
Except when she eats deer poop.
Well,
but yes.
Well, there's that. We put on her place. And then after Aaron came in and because she needed to sniff everything.
Right.
And then I said, okay, break, you're off. And then she was calm. They were vacuuming. They were banging. She's just like laying there.
Wasn't affected
actually
at all.
Actually started protecting them by barking at something outside while they were the only ones in the room.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of this dog.
Yeah, she did really well.
Very, very good.
Yes, she did well.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, when I came home from walking and the grocery store... I'm like, oh, there's our lamp. There's our
It was all in the garage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's going to be great. And then Aaron turns out is not clinically OCD, but he's OCD.
Oh, I love.
And he's walking around going, yeah, just tell me if you don't want me to point these things out. And you're like, no, I love it. Show me the blemishes. Yes. Show me and all so the scratches.
Our ceilings must be 18 to 20 feet.
Oh, they're more than 20 feet tall.
In the living room.
Yeah.
And I'm looking up and there's all these repairs. And I go, I didn't even notice those. He goes, oh yeah. He goes, when I'm up there, I see them. I've got to fix them.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. They're doing all these repairs. Then they're going to sand it and we're going to have little dust everywhere. But.
Oh yeah. Well,
yeah. And, whatever.
And so he's a believer, which is really nice. I came back. I already kind of knew it, but I came back from. What was I doing?
Walking the dog or something. Was it walking the dog?
I think walking the dog. And I came back in. And you guys are talking about church.
Yeah. I don't know how we got on the subject, though.
Because he moved here a couple of years ago, right?
I don't know how we got on. Oh, we started talking about people we know. And, because he knows Jeannie and Larry.
Ah, there you go.
And yes. I said, oh, yeah, I go to church with them. And that's how we started.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and really nice guy.
And he was kind of looking for a church? Was that kind of
He said he's kind of doing church shopping. We're like, come to Bridge.
Yeah.
Come to Bridge. We got room for you.
We'll put you up front.
Yeah.
Be careful. My arms get flappy. Might hit you in the face with my arms. When I'm, woo, baby. Here we go.
Exactly. So, yeah. So, this is going to take about 7 to 10 days because they're doing everything but your studio. and they're not doing
Nothing needs to be,
the laundry room.
My walls are good, right? There's nothing wrong with my walls. Yeah. You can't see. It's always dark.
And they're not doing the laundry room and the master bedroom closet because I said, I am not taking everything out of this closet.
I don't care.
I don't see it.
Doing all this because this is our forever house. We're not I see no reason to ever leave this house.
Exactly.
We own almost half of it.
Exactly. We've got three other fairly big projects, and then hopefully that's it for a while. We've got to replace the whole shower in the master bed. I know that's going to be
because we have mold. We have mold
under the tile. We can see it. This house is 5.5 years old, and I don't know who installed this. Yeah. So we got to rip the whole thing out. Then we got to do.
But they're like, we do this in a day, is what they.
Well, like, Mike's I can get Nathan in here to move the glass, then he can put in the other glass.
Yeah, that's Mike.
And then we've got to do the polish and repair the cement floors that we have. Which is going to be huge. That'll be next year.
Yeah, that's
and then
that's
we have to tuck point the chimney, and then
tuck point.
Yeah.
And the thing is that we have furniture which has moved several times, and the couch is still hanging in there, but the bed that's going to have to go. I mean that thing is on its
You had that in your bachelor days.
That's why. You open that door.
I met you 6 months into your bachelor days. Give me a break.
A lot can happen in 6 months. Oh,
brother. Anyway, so yes, it's a little chaos, and I'm skirting out of town. Skirt, just in time.
Well, Phoebe and I have lots of plans, which includes watching. Well, we can't even watch TV.
No, you can watch it outside.
No, that's right.
Yeah, on the porch.
No, we're just going to chill. I'm trying to get some bro dates together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I may do a Boostagram ball.
Nice. So the vow renewal plans are coming together.
Yes. This is quite endearing what has happened here.
You know, I looked at the count, and if the people that I think are going to come are going to come, which I think they are, we're at about 60, 61 people, which is
incredible.
Almost incredible. As big as our wedding. Our wedding was 65 people, I think.
And the thing is like, people do realize that we're just doing this to renew our vows before God.
Right. I mean,
that's all made clear, right?
Right.
People find this important, and the people who do is heartwarming.
Oh, my heart is so full by all of this. And go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I'll talk about who I was talking with earlier today, but I was talking to him and I said, this is one of the things that has been so wonderful about being a Jesus freak, a believer, but having a church community. It's like, I've never witnessed this in my life before. How many just nice people. It's really America. This is what America, is what I always thought America was, and what
point,
I think
babe.
We've drifted away from.
That's good.
But that's what, and these are just, I mean, these are people like, if you didn't know them from church, you'd just have a, you know, they're not like weird. These are very normal, very...
they're lovely.
But I mean, people who have like really normal lives and jobs, but we all belong to a community, and wow, do we come together around that. Texas Slim is coming from Amarillo.
I know. And I just love that, to your point, that people find it important to be there. Vic and Chris are coming from Dallas.
I mean, I know.
And Stephanie and her husband are coming from Arizona, and Renee and Mike are coming from Florida. I'm just... overwhelmed.
Yeah.
But I had breakfast with Nomers.
Oh, yes.
No, Naomi. No. I love Naomi.
She is Pastor Brian's wife.
Yes. She is just a wonderful, wonderful, beautiful woman.
Yeah, because she raised her hand, right? Like, hey, I'll help you out.
Yes. And so did Brandy. They're like, she's like, what can I do? And so I need their help because we're not doing anything but cake, and we're going to have fruit, and then I'm buying a sparkling apple cider.
Here's Tina's like, I have to order a bigger cake.
I do.
Bigger cake.
I cannot run out of cake.
No.
So I had breakfast with Naomi, but before that I was talking to Julie about it, and everybody knows we've talked about Julie multiple times. And Julie said to me, she said, remember, you only have an audience of one.
Yes,
and I love that. And she told me that when I got baptized too. And I love that.
Yes.
And so when I was talking to Naomi and I said, you know, this is kind of coming together. And I go, what's so interesting is, you know, I started thinking like, oh, should I order flowers for the church? Like up on, you know, where we're going to be renewing our vows. And then I hear God saying, nope. And Adam Curry.
I was going to say, did you hear Adam Curry going, no.
This is not what it's about.
No, it's not.
And so Naomi, she helped crystallize my thoughts. And she said,
if I can just remind everybody, when we got married, Sir Gene, our friend who has credentials, was supposed to do the
online credentials.
Yeah, oh, no, of course. Yeah. I can marry us. Yeah. I'm a minister of the Universal Life Church. Mm-hmm. But we thought that would be cool to have him because we weren't in our faith journey at all. And so then we got 1-800-findanofficiant.com and it was a dog walker which he did perfectly fine. It was great, but God was not there in the ceremony, at least not consciously invited by us.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So and so that's why
we're doing this.
Because we wanted to be in the presence of God. So as I was talking to Naomi and I was telling her all this and I was telling her how, I hear God saying, no, that's not what it's about. It's not about the fanfare and the decorations. And she said, it'd be real. She said, because you want it to be a holy event, and not be distracted by stuff like that. And I said, yeah, exactly. So the void of all that makes it all that much more holier. Mm-hmm. And then, she said, it's really a baptism of your marriage.
That's what I was waiting
and
for
I
you to
loved
say.
That, yeah, you yeah. know, because out with the old, in with the new, you have a rebirth of mm-hmm. our marriage. Mm-hmm. And even though we've been experiencing that, it's like we're sealing it.
Yes.
With God right there. And, the last thing I said is that because so many people have followed our journey, since listening mm-hmm. to the show and our friends and how our faith is so important in our marriage. And it's the center of our marriage, the most mm-hmm. important thing. How I really don't want people to pull out their phones and take pictures.
No, we're going to ask them to turn them off.
Yes.
Just ringers off, turn them off.
Right. I want them to listen to what Pastor Jimmy's going to say.
There will be official press photos later.
They can take photos afterwards if they want. I don't care if they do or not, but I just want them to listen, to listen to the word.
To be present.
Yes. And as I said on the last podcast, I am just, I feel so blessed that Pastor Jimmy is doing this.
Oh man.
I can't even, that is just like it's just really, really warms my heart.
And so we're also going to take communion.
Yes. We're going to take communion too. Yeah.
And Pastor Jimmy said, you want to, those little cups? With the juice? I said, no. Maybe. Can I select the wine we're going to drink from the chalice? I have some thoughts.
So the day before, I'm like, there's so many people are coming out of town. And I'm like, well, I want everybody to just meet at a winery and they can mm-hmm. do a tasting if they want. It's entirely up to them.
Yeah,
we're just planning.
Hang out.
Like, hey, come and meet.
Right.
And so.
A meetup.
Yeah. And so Susie Bernard from RSL. I asked her if she could handle about 30 people. And she said, yeah, absolutely. 20 to 30 people.
What
and she
a doll.
Said, absolutely. And so I love being able to do that.
Do that, especially at her and John's place.
Yes.
That's really
and
nice.
So then I get a text from, Sir Brian with an I, and he goes, did I hear that there's going to be a get together the day before for out of town guests? I'm coming in from out of town from Austin.
That's out of state, Brian.
I go, what, you schmoozing for an invite?
Oh, you shouldn't have mentioned the name. We could have had him guess where we're having.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, well. Exactly. So, so it's coming along. So, yeah. We're all set.
Thank you for organizing all that.
All you have to do is show up.
And I have to do a fitting and see if I have a suit that fits.
You do have a suit that fits. This is the one you just wore to Tannenbaum.
Although you the other day said, looks like you've lost weight.
Yeah.
And then you say, these pants look big on you. Well, if
they
I lost,
do.
If
yeah,
I lost
they're falling
weight,
off. I noticed that today. You were lifting them up. They're falling off of you.
Yeah, because, I'm svelte. I'm a carnivore. I'm a carnivore diet today. Carnivore diet.
So that's coming along. And, I wanted to say one quick thing, going back to the chaos in the house.
You are dominating the conversation. Go for it.
This is important.
Yes.
So the men are in our house. And they're using our bathroom.
Oh, do they leave the lid up?
They left the lid up.
I have not had the lid up conversation with
them. I'm going to put a sign.
I have lit. Yeah.
Keep the lid down.
It'll be a thing. It'll be funny. Tomorrow I'll say, hey, Mike, Aaron, the rule in this house is we keep the lid down.
Yeah.
And watch them try and remember and not be able to remember.
You don't have to say anything.
You better believe I will.
Oh, bro.
I pulled Mike aside. I said, hey. just so you know, you're on very thin ice with Tina. She says, I know. Now, do you really know? It's affecting me, bro. Oh, no. So, yes, you were this close. He said, we love you, but we may have to just fire you, Mike. He said, no. He said, well, you know, you got to be careful, man. We're doing this job in one go. We're not interrupting. I said, yeah, okay.
Because I said to Karen yesterday, I go, if he doesn't show up with that scaffolding.
I'll bet you Karen called him too. I bet everyone was like, dude, Tina's at the end of her rope, dude, Mike, go,
because
it was
supposed to start on the 10th.
2 days ago, four days ago.
No, the 10th, yeah. It was supposed to start
a week ago.
Anyway, whatever, he's here though. I love Mike. Anyway.
You can't not love Mike.
His attention to detail is amazing too.
And he's talented. He's
a good guy.
And he found the leak. He spent all day crawling through, like,
I mean,
luckily he's not a huge guy, you know, crawling through crazy. He comes out like dust everywhere. I found it. Hairline crack in the shower between the tile and the wall. And he says, okay.
I have to ask him if he sprayed that mold though. There was a little bit of mold there. Did he spray it?
I think he did with ammonia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bleach,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, back to you, Bob.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm very pleased that Damonette is back on the stick over there at Living Up in a Down World, episode number 60. She is spitting in the mic. She's on the wheels of steel.
DJ Annette.
DJ Damonette.
Yeah.
I'm glad they're back in the room.
I know.
She said something really touching on the show.
I know, you told me that.
We had dinner.
Did you clip it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
But we had dinner Sunday night, which is always nice because... Yeah, although Pastor Brian did the message. Whoa.
On Sunday.
Whoa, man's got some energy. Very, very good.
Yes.
People love what he's doing.
Probably one of his best yet, I'd say.
Yeah.
And
he's
just getting started.
Yeah. But Pastor Jimmy played guitar.
Yes.
And by the way, you know, what was one of my main things?
You wanted Jimmy worship to do music. A solo.
I wanted rip-roaring solos during, you know, do some worship music, but play a little solo, man. And
he got a new guitar.
He got a new guitar.
He was blessed with a new guitar.
And I can't help, but, you know, I just hear music. I hear it. And all of a sudden you hear, bend those strings, Pastor. I heard you. Right. So anyway,
I don't have the ear for that. You're going to have to point it out for me next time.
I did. I went, did you hear that? No, but it's, even though I'm complete in worship mode, it actually elevates me. I'm like, oh yes, yes, yes.
Nice.
And, you know, so I've done the show. So, you know, we're all kind of like little, you know, it's the end of the week. It's the end of everyone's work week for me and for them.
Yes.
Because they, you know, they were doing the Connect Center and just the groups and everything.
They had the membership.
And then we can just chill at Friedhelm's. I'd like to remind everybody, if you come to Fredericksburg, Friedhelm's.
It's not fancy, but it's authentic.
It's authentic. It's Bavarian. It's very, very honestly priced. Tell them Adam and Tina sent you. They'll go, huh?
They don't know us. They don't know us.
They go, huh? Who? It's where the locals eat. This is where you want to be if you come to Fredericksburg. And we just had such a nice time. And I just said, Damon, I really miss you on your show, and I really miss the regularity. And so anyway, long story short, on the show today, she said, you know, this is really my platform, God has been talking to me and been hearing that I need to be doing this podcast, and that me saying that kind of confirmed it for her. So I'm just really happy, and she's so good at that.
Well, and I said to her, I said, through the podcast, people can hear the depth that you have.
Oh, man.
Like, it doesn't come through. I mean, she doesn't get that opportunity at church. I mean, I'm sure with
Jimmy
her meetings
hogging
and stuff,
the stage.
He is the pastor.
Oh, that's
right. I mean,
right.
She's a pastor too, but you can hear her depth. Like, she knows a lot and can really provide such guidance. And
she has the scars, you know, to prove how it has really helped her.
Yeah, exactly. So that was nice. Good. I'll have to listen. I'll listen on the plane tomorrow.
I haven't heard it all. Now.
Yeah.
But.
What?
We had a wonderful, wonderful musical experience. Speaking of worship bands, we went to Austin to see Lauren Daigle.
Yes.
Who I had no idea she's my daughter's age.
Yes. Ooh.
Yeah, I know. I didn't realize that.
That kind of hits.
And What is her big hit? What's the big hit of hers?
Oh, she's got a lot of them though. Rescue Me.
Rescue Me. That's mm-hmm. that's the one I've heard most mm-hmm. recently. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I like her stuff.
I love that she was so energetic.
And this was a rare Friday night date for us. It's in Austin, so you know the man we had
drove
to drive
to Austin yeah, and drove home.
But that's okay. The car drives itself.
Yes, it's I know. Mm-hmm.
And of course, Gene had stayed here for the apocalypse. I mean, eclipse, apocalypse. And he left his iPad, which was funny. He's like, my iPad's there. I'm like, yeah, I've pinged it. I can see it's there. I'm look. I see. Don't see. It's in the bed. No, it's not in the bed. It was all. I don't know what it was doing all the way under the sink.
I don't want to know.
I don't even want to know. Found it. So we had to deliver that to him, which was good because we were going to go to the Moody Theater downtown. And so we park at City Hall, all very familiar territory for us. Actually, when we're coming into Austin, we're like, do you feel it yet? Enemy territory. Feels kind of weird, doesn't
enemy
it?
Enemy territory.
Feels a little weird here. And Friday night, which is always going to be a little busy. And we go to the entrance and...
Well, we went to ACL, on, which I thought was Moody Theater on 2nd Street in downtown yes, Austin.
Right where we used to live.
Yes.
Which would have made sense. 2.5, that was it, 2,000 seater, yeah, I think, 2,500 seat.
Yeah.
We thought that, you know, that's right for Lauren Daigle.
Yeah, I was only going off of the Mercy Me concert when we went to San Antonio.
Right, mm-hmm. which turns out was a very small venue
right.
for them.
I didn't know that, yeah.
And so, and they're like, no, she's at the Moody Center,
and
which used to be the Irwin Center.
And that's when you yelled at me.
Okay,
you turned to me and you go, I asked you. And I go, I thought this was the Moody Center. You go, I asked you. And I go, I thought it was the Moody
Center. And then right away, from that moment on, I went, it's okay. We'll make it. Let's go.
Yeah.
From that moment on, I was cool.
Yes, after you yelled at me twice.
It was not yelling.
It was sharp.
It was sharp. And I immediately stopped myself. And I went, she's God's child. And you were repenting.
I was.
Over at a point where I'm like, darling, it's okay. And you're like, I'm mad too. I said, no, I'm not mad because God's got this. We're going to make it there. It's going to be okay because it was supposed to start at 7.
It
We thought. And it was 7 when we were there in downtown.
We're like, where's the lines?
35's going to be jacked. Bye.
And it was.
Like, it was. Of course it was.
Well, the crazy part is that we get off on the exit.
No, wait a minute. We get off on the exit, and then there's a guy in the right-hand lane wanting to turn left. Now, if you've been listening to this podcast, you know me in traffic. I'm like, go ahead, brother. Go right ahead. He looks at me. I'm like, yeah, brother, you got it. I've been you. It's okay. You can turn before me. And then you say, watch him get the parking spot before us that was intended for us. My head's going to spin.
I said that. I did say that, didn't I? I don't even remember. I was so soaking in anger.
You were so mad.
I was mad. And so not only that, I had these huge heels on because I thought
I didn't want to bring it up. I can't walk for miles. Let's just... I'm never doing this again. Which was exactly what you said about the plane. It was the same. Like you.
Gosh, I'm so dramatic.
No. But the thing is, my heart was pouring out for you because I was so
mad at myself.
And it was so unnecessary because I'm like, and I kept saying, it's okay. It's going to be okay. But even though the parking, like we drove around, there was no spot.
There was no park. Well, no. And I'm going, spot. I want to go. Just go home.
Yeah.
Just go home. Yeah. I want to go home. Yeah. Go home. We could not find a place to park. So we loop around again. We get back on the expressway, loop around. I mean, if you know where UT Austin is and where the Irwin's, it's a disaster.
We looped around for 40 minutes.
And so finally you go up to the guy and you're like, look, there's no place to park.
Said, oh, you can park here in the garage, $60. And you're like, $60? And at this point, I'm like, $600 would have been fine at this point. Please just take my money. Take my money. And then the person in front of us is just standing there, not pulling. And you're like, are you kidding? It was like a Seinfeld episode. It's literally.
But you know what? God's favor came through.
Oh, big time. He parked us right in front of the door. Like literally walked down one flight of stairs. We're in at the entrance of the theater.
And not only that, so we sit in our seats.
Well, no, first we're standing there and all of a sudden, and you went to the bathroom and it's a beautiful theater.
Yes, it's
completely
brand new.
The bathrooms are beautiful. And all of a sudden they hear, it's Adam Curry. I'm like, who recognizes me here? It was Brandy. Oh, Brandy.
She had her jean her jacket on that said, I love Jesus on the back in rhinestones. So cute.
This is a 15,000 seat theater, of which I think there must have been 10 because they block off some behind the stage.
I did not realize that she drew that big of a crowd. I had no idea.
Neither did I. Yeah. But it was a little reset for me about bringing her to Fredericksburg.
Yeah, right. Like, don't think that's going to happen.
10,000 seats at least.
Yeah, it was.
At least.
Yeah, it was packed.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, so, you know, so we ended up, God ended up granting us just beautiful favor because we sat in our seat. We got to our seats. It probably was about 8:15 at this point.
Yeah.
We missed the toll. We missed the opening act, which was fine.
We waited
15 minutes and Lauren Daigle came up on stage.
Fantastic.
And we had amazing seats.
Great seats. Yeah.
And she was amazing. I can't think of another word. I mean, just
impressive, really.
Energetic and sing.
Well, she's 33. I mean, come on. 30, she's half our age.
But sometimes people just stand there and sing. They don't move around. I mean, she was jumping around with her brass section and the
backup singers. Yeah, I love the mobile brass, the mobile horns, that trombone, sax, and a trumpet. And they were following around with her, blowing on their brass. It was nice.
And she played for a good hour and a half.
Yeah.
And one of the things that just warmed my heart so much is there was a lot of young girls there. There were two young girls behind us, probably, I bet 12, 13.
Yeah,
maybe.
About that age. Yeah.
And they were worshiping. Yeah. I mean, they had their arms out when they were singing her songs.
And they had little flower crowns.
They had flower wreaths on their head.
Yeah.
On their, and I just loved seeing that because it gives, you know, it's just such hope for our future. Our younger generation. Yeah. And I love that. And I'm like, I hope they're not Swifties.
No, I was going to say, instead of watching Taylor Swift do Wiccan stuff on stage, which is what happens.
Or Rihanna, you know.
Whatever.
All that debauchery that. And it was.
And a lot of the Daigle stuff is poppy. It's real poppy stuff. You know, it's especially her new stuff. And then Kaleidoscope Jesus, which is just a great title. Yeah. It reminds me of Dashboard Jesus somehow. Yeah. I like that.
So it ended up, it started off rough.
Well, for me, just as an aside, I've been to a lot of concerts and most of them are VIP, backstage, under the stage, side of the stage, hanging out, green room, everything. But in the audience, oh man, nervous. Like, who's going to be drunk? Who's going to be fighting? Where's the mosh pit?
I mean, oh, yeah.
And this experience was very similar to Mercy Me. Just like, look at all these people just here for a really good time worshiping.
They're not getting drunk. They're not on drugs. No.
They're worshiping.
Yes. They're worshiping God.
And Lauren Daigle even said, okay, why don't y'all worship during the song? And people's arms just went
up. I know.
Like, man. And you feel that energy from the whole stadium.
Yeah.
Dynamite.
I know. Yeah.
I mean, usually at a concert, there's a whole hospital wing.
Mm-hmm.
They're just dragging people out, you know, all kinds of injuries and sicknesses and everything. None of that.
It ended up being an incredible night. Just incredible.
Really was.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Brandy goes to Annette, hey, you going? I'll see you at the concert. Are you going? And Annette goes, I wasn't invited.
Oh,
I go,
really?
I go, man. I go, it was date night.
Excuse me. You got to go
bad.
You got to go to Phil Hartman or whatever. What's his
Phil
name?
Phil Hartman.
I'm sorry, he was Saturday Night Live.
Is that Phil Wickham?
Phil Wickham.
Phil Hartman.
I don't know where that came from. More wine.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, so it was nice. It was really, really nice.
Ah, so good, baby.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I just want to know, I ask you a question.
Oh.
You know, I've been traveling a lot lately. You know, it's the Tina tour.
Yes.
And do you notice what I do before I leave you to go travel? Do you know what I do? Have you noticed anything?
This is a trap. I'm not
apparently
quite
sure. You don't.
I'm not quite sure where I have to what. Well, you do the laundry.
I do. Yeah. Yes. I make sure.
Yay! And score. Yes,
I do. I make sure that all your laundry is clean before I leave.
I did. Okay.
And did you see what I was doing today?
Laundry.
No, I ironed all your shirts. Oh,
you ironed my shirts. I saw that. Yes. So I answered correctly.
You did.
I get to pass go. I collect $200.
Oh, wow. I'll write you a check. Whew. Yeah. I was like, I was doing that. I was like, I'm going to ask him that question.
To be honest, I was sweating balls and bullets. Sorry. Sweating bullets on that one. Whew, I got it. I'm like, laundry? Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, by the way.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yes.
Food? You're on your own.
Yeah.
Laundry? I'll take care of that for you. Anyway.
I had a very interesting day.
Yes, you did. Let's hear about it.
Long-standing appointment to be interviewed for his YouTube channel, Sean McDowell, who with his dad, Josh, wrote Evidence Demands a Verdict.
And talk about the background with that.
So when I did my testimony on Joe Rogan's show, I said, you know, I get my testimony and explain that one of the first books that I read as I was diving into this as I would any other conspiracy theory, like, well, let me check out this God Jesus stuff. And it was Sarah Durst, who I did name check on the interview,
yes.
Who heard about talking us about on the show and had sent us that book. And
she sent me a long message on Instagram about how she didn't believe in Christ and how that helped bring her to be a disciple of Jesus. But anyway, go ahead, honey.
Okay, Kara.
I said, okay, go ahead, honey. I said, honey.
You said you did. Jeez,
a little spicy tonight.
You said, honey. And so I was very excited to talk to him, you know, because he's one of the co-authors of this book.
Yes.
We had, and I think it'll be out in a couple of days. We had a really cool conversation. First thing he said was, you have no idea. Book sales blew up. He said, you know, and it's been out for a while. It says, and people were emailing him like, this is great. And they were coming to Christ and they were reigniting their faith.
Yep. Adam.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, I'm like, that's so cool. That's so cool.
God wanted you to do that. Yeah. He wanted you to bring disciple to people. And that's what you did. You didn't even know you were doing that at the time.
No, I had no idea.
That's so cool.
I never thought about that part. I'm just like, I got to tell Joe. and he asked all kinds of questions, and we talked about, you know, our faith journey, and he also asked about you, and of course I plugged Curry and the Keeper.
Good job.
Yeah, Curry and the Keeper. Curry and the Keeper.
Yeah.
And I honestly can't even remember, but we even exchanged cell phone numbers after the interview.
And
he already texted me. Yeah.
Well, he wanted to know your testimony, of course.
Oh yeah, testimony, mm-hmm. And then just, you know, general background. He had questions, how I've experienced certain things, how people respond, and so that's why I was saying one of those things is like, he said, you know, what are the what real differences? And I said, well, what's so amazing is the connection you have with people, with believers, where praying before a meal, you know, in restaurants, anywhere we are, the community that comes together for each other.
Mm-hmm.
I said, and as I said earlier, this feels really like what I envisioned America always to be. And now I understand the missing element. Mm-hmm. And I was like, mm-hmm. you know, we'd probably have a lot less mental disorder in this country if people had this kind of connection.
My goodness.
And he's like, exactly. Amen.
Yeah.
If people had this kind of connection with each other.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, because our church is filled with, you know, very interesting people from all walks of life. Mm-hmm. But man, when we come together as a community, no matter what's going on, it's really, really cool,
mm-hmm.
and really beautiful. And then he said, he had a question like, so, you know, how was it? It was kind of like, you know, do you talk about your faith with other people? Do you, are you discipling to others? And, you know, how do you do that? And I said, well, I find the thing that, you know, I know from experience that, you know, if someone's like, hey, you know, do you believe in Jesus? You know, I said, that doesn't work. That's not a good way.
Right.
And all my friends who were believers, of course, you know, Dave and Mo and Slim, they never pushed anything on me. But if I asked, they would always answer. in whatever depth I wanted to go. I said, but the thing that I've really noticed that no one pushes back on, but does sometimes open up conversation, is if you say, do you mind if I just pray over us before we have this meal? Mm-hmm. No one pushes back mm-hmm. on that ever. Mm-hmm. Everyone's always like, oh, okay, you know, fine.
Yeah.
Even Lex, you know, my old boy, he's like, you know, this doesn't surprise me that this is you.
Yeah.
But no one will ever push back on it because they respect it.
And they'll not say, no, I don't want you to do that.
Oh, no, that'd be horrible. So,
what would you do if somebody said no?
Wow. I don't think, I can't even imagine.
No, but seriously, what if?
Oh, what I'd say.
You know what I would do? I would pray by myself.
I'm just going to pray.
Yeah.
I will pray for you, but I'll just pray here. But I would have to pray.
Yeah.
But the thing is that's the beauty of it. No one ever says no.
Yeah.
No one ever. And I remember as a non-believer, the people would say, do you mind if I just pray? No, go ahead. Okay, go ahead. And then it's interesting.
Yeah.
It's interesting to people. So I say, cause you know, we do have a job to go out and disciples all the nations. That is we are commissioned to do that. And then he said, do you have any questions for me? And I said, what other book should I read by you? And it was Not Just the Carpenter. And then something came up in me. I said, and this is just general for everybody. I said, when you think about Jesus, how do you envision him? And I said, and I'll tell you right now, he said, I can't help but thinking kind of about Jonathan Ruby
from the Chosen.
And he cracks up. He said, that's a really interesting question.
Yes.
That I've never really thought about it that way. So I guess there's kind of that Jim Caviezel from Passion of the Christ. But he says, you know, I don't really think of it that way. Of course, he's been a believer all his life from his childhood with his dad. But he thought it was really an interesting question. Yeah. He was going to do some more thought about that.
So. I purposely do not think of Jonathan Rumi. I don't want to, because he's not Jesus. And so I know he portrays Jesus. But I purposely don't picture him.
He said that it would be very interesting. He says in season 5 or 6 or 7 or whatever, The Chosen, when we finally get to the crucifixion,
right?
Because it won't be in 4. He said, it'll be interesting to see how people respond to that, because you actually will be murdering a character
that you've grown to love.
Yes. That would be very interesting.
Yeah.
But for me, it's only because I also talked a lot about A Beautiful Outlaw.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and for me, I always envision the Jesus, I don't know if I said it exactly this way, but who was humorous and would, you know, mess around with his buddies, basically his disciples, like, hey guys, catch any fish today? Empty nets, boys. You know, that to me is a dude. You know,
he was
Lord and King,
he was Son
of Man and Son of God. Yes. But the Son of Man part had a lot of humor going on.
Yes. Yeah.
Just something to think about.
I'm excited to hear the interview comes out.
And he's like, if you have any questions, anything, feel free to call me. And I also did say, we are so blessed. We are so blessed that we have Pastor Jimmy and Damonette. I think I said Damonette in our life. It's because I have lots of questions. Tina has lots of questions. And whenever I have questions, which usually is because I've seen, you know, people are sending me stuff like end times, Ezekiel, it's all here. It is. Whoop, whoop, we're getting zapped up.
Yeah.
And I can go to Pastor Jimmy and say, ah. And then, you know, and he'll give me explanations. We can talk about it. And I said, iron sharpens iron in that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Annette and I talk about shoes.
No, you talk about more than just shoes.
I know. We do.
God and shoes.
No, she's provided me a lot of good guidance. So she's my go-to.
How, do you have a shot du God ready?
I do.
It's time for Tina's God Shot.
Yoo-hoo!
Okay.
God shot.
Yes.
God shot.
So I've been wrestling with something a little bit lately. Yes, I have, you know, we all have people in our lives who don't quite do what we want them to do, you know, or what we want them to say. And I have a very long time friend. We're talking 45 years,
mm-hmm.
45 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was invited to an event for her daughter, and I was going to go, and I texted her and said, you know, hey, I'm thinking about going, because I haven't seen her in 5 years, this mm-hmm. friend of mine. Mm-hmm. And I was basically told not to come. I got the invitation to go, but I was basically told not to come because it was too hectic of a time. And I've been wrestling with that because it hurts me. Mm-hmm. And I know that she's got a lot going on. And I was talking to my daughter, Ellen, about it today. And I said, you know what would have made it different for me is if she would have said, oh my gosh, I would really love to see you. I miss you so much.
But I got
it's
a lot going
such
on.
A crazy mm-hmm. time. I'm not going to mm-hmm. be able to spend time with you. So I've been wrestling with
I
that.
Know you have.
And yes. I've been praying about it. I've been praying a lot about, like, I need to let go of this fleshly behavior and just love her as a daughter of Christ, mm-hmm. you know, and just, you know, it's not about me and my feelings, but, you know, just give her grace. And so I was praying about it this morning, and, you know, me, it's like, okay, I'm going to open my Bible. I've been reading Isaiah. I'm almost done through Isaiah. Ooh,
that's a big one. Was it like 60 chapters of Isaiah?
I'm in chapter 40. But then I was mm-hmm. like, okay, I need to, where else do you want me to go? So God led me to Philippians. And
a fan favorite.
Because I've been fighting with this fleshly behavior. And I'm like, how am I going to react to her when she contacts me? Well, I'm going to be aloof. You know, I'm just going to, you know, which I know is not fruit of the spirit. It's not Christ-like. Right. I know that. And I'm praying about it. I'm like, God, please just help me with this. Mm-hmm. So he leads me to Philippians chapter 2, verse 14, which says, do everything without grumbling or arguing so that you may become blameless and pure children of God with fault in a wiped and crooked generation. Mm. And so
without grumbling, isn't that a great word?
Yes. And so, I wonder if I got that wrong. I wonder if I typed that wrong. But it reminded me, and this is where it brought me. Am I shining brightly or am I clouded by complaining? And I'm complaining to myself. I'm not shining brightly. I'm not leaking my buckets. So and I know we all face that, you know, when something kind of gets you down. And so I can't let things like this snuff out my light, because then it just affects my whole perspective and demeanor and my attitude towards her. So that's what I've been working on.
I was thinking, was this Pastor Jimmy's Devo today or is it something else I pulled up? Hold on, because something really relatable to that. Hold on, let me check. No, maybe was it yesterday? Hold on. If you don't mind, just bear with me for a second, because I think he does this to sync us up. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And it was, here it is, John 12:36.
Yes.
While you have the light, believe in the light. So when you have that light, when you're on the top of the mountain, believe in it and stand still and stay there and capture that moment.
Yes.
So your light can't dim. That's kind of how I took it.
Yeah.
Wow. Good work, God.
Could you go to Philippians 2:14?
I want to make sure. The grumbling is about giving, actually. Is that Philippians? What is it?
Chapter 2, verse 14.
Philippians 2:14. Luckily, the internet knows lots about the Bible.
And read it to me.
Okay.
I want to make sure I typed it correctly.
Do everything without grumbling or arguing. Let me do this is New International Version?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
14. Do everything without grumbling or arguing so that you may become blameless and pure. Children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation.
I knew I got it wrong. Without fault. I typed it wrong.
What'd you put?
Without fault in a wiped and crooked generation.
You said
warped.
Wiped? Oh,
instead of warped. Same thing.
I like wiped.
But that's it's what the, I feel like I was, I've been mm-hmm, grumbling mm-hmm, and God is mm-hmm. telling me, uh-uh.
No grumbling you.
Like you're not shining brightly when you're complaining and grumbling. And so, and we all fall victim
of
to
course,
that. And
of
so
course.
To the scripture you just read. Mm-hmm. Yes. Like think about being up and shining brightly.
And which comes right into... where was this? I had another one here.
I can't say, I can't believe I put typed in a wiped.
That's pretty funny.
A crooked generation.
I kind of like your translation of scripture.
Warped is better.
I'm digging that.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, that scripture, that's, blows my mind.
Lamentations 3:22-23.
Mm-hmm.
This is also from today. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
Yes.
So every morning is new. Every morning mm-hmm. you get to start over. Mm-hmm. New sign.
Yep.
A new sign every single morning.
But just the fact that he's putting it out because he knows I'm wrestling with it and he puts it right in front of me saying,
oh, yeah.
Here it is.
Oh, yeah.
Stop. So that's my God shot.
Good God shot, babe. I love it.
Now it's time to hear from Nicole Soka.
Not very many.
Like a God shot plus right there.
Like, we got to hear from those Nicole Soka.
Only four.
Now.
Well, we have an email. Oh. What'd you say?
What did you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the Cork Soakers.
Yeah, we hear from the Cork Soakers. Value for value. If you get anything out of this podcast, then we love it when you send us some value back. It can be an email, a note. We love it if you send us some value through the PayPal, which you can find at curringthekeeper.com, or use a modern podcast app. Please consider importing all of your podcasts. You can do it directly from Spotify or from Apple. You can export and import right into a modern one. These are independent apps. They have all kinds of cool features that are all new. There's no deplatforming. Trust me, that'll become an issue for one of your podcasts somewhere along the line. It always happens. And you can also boost us right there. You can send us some value. It's frictionless. So when you're like, oh, that was so good, that God shot, I'm doing a boostagram for the God shot. I can just hear people doing it.
Yes, just like that.
Yeah. We did get an email from our OG Sam and Ye.
Yes.
Michael. And I just wanted to read it because we were talking about a wine rack.
Yes.
And so I just wanted to share what he shared with us. Greetings, young couple, as he always says. I was listening to your tales of woe regarding your wine collection. And collection's a big word, Michael.
Yeah.
I had to jump.
I don't think we have the cellar that you have,
no,
Michael.
We don't. Had to jump in to offer a suggestion. I will make no recommendation regarding storage solutions. I'm unfamiliar with the location in your home. By the way, if you ever find yourself in Fredericksburg, beef and wine on us here at the compound for sure. He says, I can offer a solution for your organizational needs. I want to share this with everybody because it's a great app. He says, I've been using the Cellar Tracker for many years and find it to be a useful tool with many delightful features. It is indeed, because you can say, I have this in the cellar, which of course is for us on top of the bar. and then when you drank it, you can say, I drank it. And so click, I drank it. It's no longer in my cellar, but it's in my history. And so I'm starting to inventory now the wine so we can know who gave it to us and
yes,
where it came from.
Yes,
cause I'm
yes,
kind of
yes.
I'm taking charge of that. He says, best of all, it's free, even though I donated the $20 to be a subscriber. So it's kind of a value for value app.
Nice.
It's an app that also has a web interface, very easy to use. My favorite thing about it is you can add the wines by shooting a photo of the label or scanning the barcode. You also have fields to track where and when you got the bottle, which is exactly what you use. So thank you very much.
Yes.
Our OG Sam and Ye,
Michael.
Thank you, Michael. Here are the, of course, we're doing this a day early, and for some reason our email went out late.
Sorry.
So we have two PayPals and two Boostagrams. PayPals, unfortunately, without notes, $12.87. I'm not sure where the number comes from Travis Hawes. I do not recognize the
I
name
don't either,
Travis Hawes, so we're going
decanted.
To decant Travis
you
for sure.
You've been decanted.
Thank you. KT Chopper comes in, which I think is a monthly donation
yes.
of $5.33.
Thank
you, KT Chopper. Then we have Sir Brian with an I, who somehow knew that we were doing the show.
I texted
him. And he boosted.
Yeah.
And he did a little mini striper boost, 77. He says, welcome to the donation segment. Okay, Brian. I got here an hour before the rest of y'all so I could set up. As we heard last week, Adam wants Tina to have a bigger rack.
Brother.
I hit up someone who works in that industry, and if Adam lets him know how big he wants her rack to be, I'll pay for shipping. But we need pictures of Tina's new rack. In the evening, y'all.
In the evening!
And he goes, is he
uninvited now from the special gathering?
He goes, wish I had, he goes, boosted. He goes, wish I had a little more time to finesse, but you get what I was going for.
No,
I go,
we didn't get it, Brian. No.
He goes, it's about your rack. He goes, I'm 15 too. Oh, I go, really? Goodness. I already knew that. Anyway.
My goodness.
So.
And then another suggestion, that was our second boost, actually top booster with 8343 Studio 2 Rocks. How about an IKEA bookcase as a wine rack? Like the Calyx.
Oh, I don't have that much. We don't have that much space.
No, I don't think we do. Yeah. Mix wine bottles with some accents like books, box of chocolates, photos, etc.
I'm a minimalist.
Doesn't exactly. Doesn't have to be El Cheapo IKEA, but something similar. Yeah. Like the idea.
I'll have to look at it.
I like the idea, but that's it's kind of interesting to mix up wine with other things, but we don't even have our books on display.
No, they're in boxes in the garage.
Well, yes. Except for the ones we're reading, which are stacked up here. Oh,
and
the
ones in my book, all the ones that we've received
in the book cabinet. In the book. Oh no, you have the bookcase.
I have a bookcase. Yeah.
Want some wine bottles in there?
No.
Oh. No. And that's it. Of course, we'll have a much bigger donation segment for next week's show.
Yes.
When are you back? You back on Monday?
Saturday.
Back on Saturday already?
Yeah. Uh huh.
Oh, you've only gone a few days.
Yeah.
I thought you were
3 nights.
What time Saturday?
That's enough. 3 nights are enough. Okay,
what time are you back? Oh, Saturday evening, probably.
Saturday, my plane lands at 4:30.
Oh, so I'll be home around 7.
So do you want to take me to Austin tomorrow?
I can't, unfortunately, because I have the interview at 10 a.m. tomorrow, which is live, and I promised that I'd do this.
Who is this with?
This is Steve. He's one of the Union of the Unwanted. He's doing a lot. This show is...
What's the name of the show?
Something like The Morning Show.
Oh,
I can't remember exactly what it is. I'll remember by tomorrow, though. But I promised weeks ago.
So. No, I don't expect you to drive 3 hours.
I'm like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have done it without grumbling.
Oh, you grumbled when you had to take me to San Antonio. All right. Let's see what you got.
It's time for...
Hey, everybody.
The question of the week.
Oh, yeah. I'm participating because I made it up this week. It's easy.
The question of the week.
Are you gonna participate?
Maybe.
All right, everybody. Tina said to me this morning, "Do you have your question of the week ready yet?" So I'm still doing my Bible study. I'll have it ready. I didn't say. Did you send out the newsletter?
Sorry, babe.
Followed by, you want to do the God shot? I said, no, the God shot is your thing.
I know. You want to cut? I'm giving you opportunity. You're like, no, it's your responsibility.
Not that dress and no God shot.
Yes.
Okay. Question of the week. I hope you like it.
Okay.
I hope you do.
Okay. I'll let you know.
Because anything about your past usually just triggers bad memories. So
that's not true.
The ones when I ask it, they are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. What nicknames did you have as a kid? Which ones did you like and which ones did you not like?
Oh, I didn't have any nicknames.
You had no nicknames?
No.
Come on.
As a kid?
Your
no.
Your parents never called you a nickname?
No.
Always? What?
No. I did have a nickname, though, in my 20s.
I'll take anything at this point.
I told this story before. So when my girlfriend Margaret and I, we were volunteering at the American Heart Association event, and I had my name at the time was Tina Savage,
right?
And that was my first husband's last name, and so I had this name tag on, and the handwriting was very up and down, like very, very vertical. And this guy came up to me and he looked at my name tag and he goes, "Tuna sausage." You know the story.
I do know the story.
And so my friend Margaret and a lot of people called me Tuna Sausage for years.
So your parents never called you?
No.
Child number 3?
No. My mom would go, Laura, Tina, Lisa, Angie, Tony, whatever your name is. She'd go through, she'd go through all of our names.
Because she didn't know who you were? She couldn't recognize you?
Yeah. But no, I had absolutely no nicknames.
Wow.
Yeah. How about you?
My question of the week blows.
I know. And the one with the vacation was bad too. Maybe I should coach you a little bit.
Maybe you should just do the question of the week. I did have a couple. I had several. My parents called me Beefer.
Beefer?
Yes. Because
I'm gonna call you that now.
Apparently, well, it comes from a derivative of Monsieur Leboeuf. Because when I was young, apparently I was quite puffy.
Oh.
I was beefy. Remember, I was 10 pounds almost when I came out. My mom did not like me. She called me. So I was Monsieur LeBeuf, Mr. the Beef.
Oh.
And that became Beefer. And my mom later, for some reason, started calling me Ace.
Ace?
Yeah.
Really?
Like AC. I have ACC, oh. Ace. So those are endearing. Oh. Beefer. I was okay with Beefer.
Beefer.
I know. That's Isn't funny. That weird? Beef? Yeah. So you didn't know that, huh?
No.
And then my sisters would pester me and call me Erre.
Call you what?
Erre.
Erre?
Erre.
What's that?
Okay. So when we were living in Holland, and we were all pretty young, there was this lady, because you know the Dutch would pronounce my name, Adam?
Yes.
Adam, not Adam, Adam, Adam. But there was this dog, and the dog's name was Erre. And she would be calling this dog every night, and it sounded like she was calling, Adam was Erre, Erre. And so my sisters would call me. They still do that to me today.
They do?
I think Willow might have done it in Italy. You might have missed it. Erre.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Really, they pester me with that one. That one I really dislike.
Oh.
Yeah.
No nicknames for me.
I thought for sure there would be at least one that you would be able to come up with. I was so confident there was something I didn't know about you.
And
I guess I know everything now.
But you know that I didn't realize until my 50th birthday.
Oh, yeah. This is fair
that
point.
I did not have a middle name because on all my work documents, on my social security card, it was Tina Marie all the time. And when I went to go renew my driver's license, and they look at everything, they're looking at your, I'm sure they don't do that now, but they're looking at your birth certificate.
No, they're like,
and if you have a marriage license, your marriage license, and I had to bring my divorce papers because, and then he's looking, he goes, you don't have a middle name. I go, what? He goes, you don't have a middle name. I go, are you kidding me? He said, no, it's not on your birth certificate. So, of course, I go to Pat, my mom. I'm like, Pat, I don't have a middle name. Every one of my sisters have a middle name except me. It's Laura Ann, Tina Marie, Lisa Marie, Angela Marie, and Tony Ellen. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you do, because I have been submitting to the IRS Tina Marie Curry and Adam Curry.
That's on my social security card now.
Exactly.
But it's not legally my name.
Well, hey. If the IRS has it, I consider it to be pretty legal.
Yeah.
I did that for you.
Thank you.
Yes, I gave you an official middle name.
Thank you. You always call me Tina Marie, too.
I love that you are my Tina Marie.
Yeah, I love you too, babe.
Oh, baby, I love you so much. Anything else you need to say to the peeps?
No, I'll see you. I'll have full report from New York when I get back.
Full report from Nueva York. Tina Marie?
Yes, baby.
You can say yes, Beefer.
Yes, Beefer.
I love you.
I love you, too.
See you next week, everybody.
I'm not calling you that.
Vineyard Nation! In the evening!
Curry and the Keeper. Yeah, Curry and the Keeper. Curry and the Keeper.